Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, everybody. So, as part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's with great pleasure that I welcome Paul Hopkins from All Formats. Hello, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Great pleasure. That's good. I like that. But it's a pleasure to be here too. Thank you for having me on your VI Talk pre-Site Village kind of countdown thing again. It's great to be here.
Okay, Paul. So do you want to tell us about All Formats?
Yeah, All Formats, it almost does what it says on the tin, really. So we produce braille, large print, audio information, increasingly looking at things like easy read as well. And so really producing information for anyone who has a reading disability, I suppose. So not just, you know, looking at vision impairment now, but increasingly dyslexia and people with learning difficulties that would come under the sort of easy read umbrella. The people with learning difficulties would. And we provide that service for companies such as banks, building societies, insurance companies, utilities, individual companies, marketing, all kinds of people really, and all kinds of companies. And I think the really good thing about what we do is that we're one of several enterprises based at Queen Alexandra College, which own All Formats and the other enterprises, basically. And any profit that we make, and we make a good amount of money, goes back into the organisation. And that provides probably added value services for the students, really. So increasingly looking at things like wraparound services that the college needs to provide for the students, because it's a very much a holistic kind of service that's being offered. So All Formats kind of contributes to that, really, whilst, as I say, providing a good reputation to our outside clients. So that would be it in a nutshell, I think. There's sort of five of us at work there, but that's increasing all the time. We have bank staff, part-time staff and all sorts. So lots going on, really.
Yeah, that's a great overview. So you're exhibiting at Site Village this year. Can you give us some idea of what people can expect to see when they come and visit you there?
Right. What we're probably going to do is not so much because Queen Alexandra College exhibit there anyway at Site Village, and so the enterprises are represented to a greater extent. What we tend to use Site Village for is for our relational connections. So we're really strong on relationships that we build with our customers and clients. And so many of our clients will be at Site Village. In the banking sector and different things, for example, there will be those there. So basically we use Site Village to go and, you know, really say hello to them, spend some time with them, being on their stands and just sort of enhancing the relationship, the really good relationship that we've already got. And it's partly because of our relationship with some of our clients that's to why they volunteer as guides and all the rest of it. And so that's where a lot of that comes from, is the relationship that we have through All Formats, really. And so so basically we'll be more visible sort of around the stands, networking with other people, and I think that's the way we're going to do it this year, so that we're not replicating what's already there on the college stand, on the QAC stand as a whole.
So lots of networking going on.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. And it is the way we do things, because when you network with your customers, and so you're meeting new ones hopefully, but you're also reaffirming the relationship with the old ones. And it is literally on the established ones, it is literally, hi, how are you, and have a coffee and or do whatever, or even do some interviews, you know. And then I don't have any particular, you know, preference. If I've got interviews and people want them, then I push those out, and we might brand them a bit with the kind of an All Formats kind of message and things like that. But that's essentially what we'd be doing, rather than, as I said, having a sort of static area. And of course, many people know me in the VI community anyway, so often I'm the same as any other vision impaired person that's there in that respect. That I'm going, all right, Bill, how are you? I haven't seen your foot, you know, that kind of idea. And so that's why Site Village is so noisy, because it's full of people sort of finding each other, having not seen each other for months or a year or whatever. And that's what makes it such a great place to be, really.
So from an advocacy point of view, I mean, if people have had particular accessibility issues or difficulties, is all format something, you know, a company that they could contact to kind of address those issues?
Yeah, it is. Because I think most of the time the debate is around whether the thing can be done or not. And actually we can go in and say, do you know what, it can be done. It can be done affordably. It can be done in a timely manner. It can be done professionally. Your customer will have a fantastic experience that's been enhanced by us. The customer doesn't even need to know that we exist. You know, we most of our work is we don't hide anywhere. It's just that we don't need to brand our stuff. That's not what it's about. You know, the customers pay us more often than not for just a discrete end-to-end service that looks like they provide the service. So, you know, that works well for them. So they're not looking like they're having to hand it off to someone else. You know, we provide that service that sits underneath their provision. And so, you know, it should be as naturally as customer wants information. Person says, okay, I can do that for you. And then we're there underneath going, okay, there you go. Give us what the customer wants, as in the information they need. We provide it, send it direct to the customer, but in the company's name, and then it's all good, you know. And so, again, it's about enhancing that our client's reputation as well through the services we provide, as well, of course, is my favourite end goal, which is making sure that the individual gets the information they want in, as I said, a timely manner, really.
So you've mentioned companies, banks, etc., that you work with. Do you cater for individual needs as well? So if somebody needed something, could they contact you and ask you?
Yeah, they could. I mean, I know that there are other services like that, or at least one other service that gets done actually not too far from you guys through R&IB, where it's more of a sort of a free service, but you would have to wait, you know, quite a while for it, I would imagine. And that isn't a criticism, it's just I believe that to be the case, but essentially yes, it is done, and that's a brilliant service. The only thing with us is that we would tend to charge for our services, and we have done things. I mean, what did I do a couple of years ago? I produced a book of sayings for someone. It was some kind of soothsayer, I don't know, some Indian guru or something. And it was quite interesting, just these really random quotes that he collected over the years. And so she asked me if we could do this book, and she paid us for doing it. And again, you know, the kind of good thing for people is that they see that, okay, that money's going to a good cause as well. And actually, it almost comes full circle then. But yeah, so it's a thing we do. Sometimes people are a bit, I really can't afford. And we would always look favourably with people if we can, you know, and help out where we can. But essentially, you know, as long as people understand that it is a commercial arm of Green Arizona College in terms of the enterprises, and that we would charge, but we would always try to be reasonable. It is, unfortunately, a service that we can provide free of charge totally. But maybe that's the thing for the future, you know, kind of coming up with funding or something, so we could do that, because it'd certainly be something that I would be advocating for as a visually impaired individual that knows what it's like not to have access to information, again, in a timely matter and of high quality and all that really good stuff. So,
great. So if people aren't able to find you at Site Village, or if they're not able to get to Site Village themselves this year, are there any other contact details that you'd like to give out for people to get in touch?
Definitely. So we have a website at allformats.org.uk. Our email address is allformats@qac.ac.uk. Phone number is 0121-428-5018. And I think if you want to see us at Site Village, or want to see me at Site Village, then go to the QAC stand and say, oh, here's Paul Hopkins about. I want to have a chat with him about this accessibility, what's it, or whatever, where I am, which is more than what I know half the time, but no, that's not really true. It's not, but yeah, no, we can do it that way. So yeah, I'll be definitely around. And you know, if you want to come and have a coffee and have a chat about, even if it's just waxing lyrical about the state of the world these days in terms of access, whether it's getting worse or better, or what we can do to change the face of it a little bit and you know, keep the momentum going, I think, really, because you know, things like the Equality Act are well established, but I think it tends to mask a lot of what we need. It's sort of hidden somewhere within the Act, and so it's all about making, I think, strong but polite cases to the people that would use our services and therefore provide you with the end user service that you would hope for. There is still a lot of momentum for that, and we talk to people about the advantages of doing it and all that kind of thing. And again, as I said, it's about building relationships and stuff. So yeah, come and chat and I don't know, help change. I'm going to sound something really corny, but you know, help change it sort of one company at a time, really, because that's what it's about.
Definitely. Yep. Thank you ever so much for joining us, Paul. Before you leave us, is there anything else that you would like to say about all formats or anything?
No. I don't know quite who this hits, but you know, we have got capacity at the moment for more work. That's something we're always looking for. The reason we've got capacity is not because we've lost any work, but because we've actually expanded our facilities. So we were in one big room and now we're in two, and the governors of QAC have invested a considerable amount of in all formats, and you know, we've got, say, more staff, more equipment, bigger premises, and actually, I suppose, to that end, if customers are interested, as in more, probably this is more towards people that might use our services, then give us a bell on or contact us in the way that I've just given. Yeah, you can come on a site visit and perhaps see us and learn a bit more about what we're doing, how we can help you. So yeah, come one, come all.
And do any of the students at QAC get involved in
good question
the work that you do?
Not directly, but we do other cross college kind of activities. So all of the enterprises are sort of charged with doing cross college activities. So that means the answering kind of question that you're asking. We wouldn't do it directly because the offices that we're in are a thing that's called, and got it right way around now, payment card industry compliant. So basically we have to be very, very secure, and so, and we have security cameras and that in our office now as well and things, and that is because of the nature of the financial information that we produce and things. So we tend not to have students coming in directly with us, but quite often we'll help and arrange projects. So if the student's got a work wants to get work experience, we would set up something within the college in a different area, and then the student would have to undertake tasks that could be real tasks, that could be live tasks, but they're not in our environment. They're sort of outside, so it's with information that isn't secure. So it might be, I don't know, proofreading a piece of information for us, or it might be, you know, any number of different things that they can get involved in. That we would do, but we do it sort of outside. So it's not a mock-up situation as such. It is just that we don't have them in with us. So we do it. So we do like an extension of us outside of the immediate vicinity that we sit in.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.